Police call to an overdose, an assault, a fire, a death. See a child in the scene and think, that kid's going to have a tough day in school tomorrow. That's less likely in a handle with care community where the people who work with children work together. Plymouth District Attorney Tim Cruz, how do you define handle with care?
Handle with care is a program which we're trying to help high at-risk kids and get them the services that they need when they need it the most, and also to try to prevent things before they happen. We've been trying here in Plymouth County for a long time to make our schools trauma sensitive, to help children when they come from a traumatic event, whether it be domestic violence or some child abuse or drug issues, when they come to school the next day, helping them and getting the services that they need.
How did you get them all to work together?
Common thread here are people that help people. They understand that, and they're always looking for a better way. What can they do to help more people? That's why when you get police, you get fire, you get first responders, you get educators, you get prosecutors, you get sheriff's department people, people who are working together to make sure we can help, especially the kids, the high at-risk kids that are out there.
Our crime rate is down.
Many people ask, why is the DA's office involved in this stuff? When you look at the overall picture here in our county over the course of the last 6 years, our crime numbers are down, our violent crime is down, our shootings are down, our homicides are down, our incarceration rate is down, everything is down. So that means that as we continue to do our job, incarcerating the small group of individuals that need to be incarcerated, we need to make sure that we can help the kids on the front end, keep them out of the criminal justice system. Keeping children out of the criminal justice system is real criminal justice reform.
In Bridgewater, Charles Matthews on WATD News.